Happy May, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. This is Susan Bauer, and I'm here with Amy Cadora. Hey, Amy.
Hey there.
As you know, Amy, and I think that our listeners are aware, May is National Allergy and Asthma Awareness Month. So this is basically been designated for, it gets its own month, which means that there's really a lot going on when it comes to asthma and allergy. So let's dig in. Amy, I know you have all the details and a lot of really interesting behind the scenes. Like, why is this? And how is Norwex like the perfect solution for some of the problems people are having? So just talk a little bit about where this came from and why is allergy and asthma awareness so important?
Well, I think, you know, starting with why May is the month, of course, May is when we hope that spring has really sprung here across North America. And with that, we start to see those increasing high rates of pollen, which can be major triggers for allergies. And often those triggers can lead to asthma attacks if you're prone to asthma as well. So it's in many ways, it's the perfect month to bring attention to these two challenges. There are a lot of people also that are impacted by allergies and asthma. And sometimes, again, people have both of those conditions. But here in the U.S., we've got around 100 million people. So I guess if we have 300 million, 350 million people living here, a third of them, right, have asthma and or allergies.
That's huge.
It really is. So you've got a significant number are living with asthma itself. So 26 million people here are living every day with asthma. And that's such a challenging issue, especially with children. You know, when we have our children and we see them having challenges with breathing, that's enough to freak any parent out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 26 million people, about one in 13. So if you've got 13 friends, one of them's going to have an asthma that requires treatment. And then you're looking at children under 18. Asthma is a leading chronic disease. And those children under 18 make up about 20% of all asthma cases. So children are definitely affected by this. Sometimes kids can grow out of some of those respiratory or asthma-like challenges, but sometimes they don't grow out of them, right?
Yeah, I have a nephew who had asthma and he did grow out of it. But I think you can, and when you said one in 13, when I think of it, I know a couple of people that have asthma, you know, and certainly tons of people have allergies. And allergies are really on the rise. Why is that?
Right. So since the 1970s, cases of allergies have actually doubled. And that was back in 2005 when they did this particular study, and that was the National Institutes of Health. And they suspect that some of that increase is because so many of us, unfortunately, especially now, right, working from home, we're spending up to 90% of our time indoors. So we're kind of in this, I was going to say cesspool or pocket, where all of these airborne allergens are just staying inside our homes and are not being circulated out. And of course,
I never thought of my home as a cesspool. Thank you for that for that visual, Amy.
That's why you need Norwex, Susan.
Yes,
you need to get rid of the cesspool. But you're spending all your time inside, you're breathing in these airborne allergens. And then, of course, it's kind of a catch-22. If you go outside and it happens to be allergy season, you're also going to have a challenge there. So I think that's why so many people that have these allergies and severe allergies, especially, are miserable, because it's very hard to find essentially a safe place for them to be.
And so why is it that people that have allergies are more likely to have asthma? I believe that's true. Is that true?
No, that is true. And they seem to be somewhat related, because the immune system reaction, that it's almost an immune system reaction. So asthma can be triggered by an exposure to that particular allergen in your environment. So that's why when you have allergies, you can often also have asthma. And then it becomes a real serious issue, right? It's not just, let's avoid that pollen or stay inside on this day because the pollen is bad. It's critical, because you don't want to initiate an asthma attack.
Yeah. So what are triggers for allergy and asthma?
So, it really depends. They can be different for different people, but indoor, outdoor allergy triggers, probably the most common are pollen. And it can be any kind of pollen. It can be tree pollen, it can be flower pollen. Tree pollen is probably a real significant contributor when the trees start leafing out as they're doing, as we're here in May. Also, animal dander. So, of course, a lot of people are allergic to pets. We say they're allergic to pets. It's actually their dander that they are allergic to. Dust mites, which are pretty prevalent in most of our homes, whether we like it or not. Those are triggers for some people. And then mold is another big trigger that can be can exist in your home. And sometimes you can see mold or you can even smell mold, but sometimes you can't. So that one can be hard to determine too.
Yeah, and mold. I mean, I watch a lot of HGTV. And if you ever
Yes.
have a serious problem with mold, they bring in the people in the suits, then,
It's a
and
big
they have
deal.
to, yeah, and they basically have to, purify the house.
Right. And that depends on the type of mold, but mold, we're all scared of mold. So, because it does not mesh well with our bodies overall.
So let's talk about things that we can do. And we
Yes.
know that Norwex offers great solutions for, really controlling some of these triggers. But Amy, what are just some of the things that we can do to help people who do suffer from allergies and asthma?
Right. So some of the kind of the easier ones to do, the more common ones, one, stay inside. If the pollen is high outside, stay inside. Using a HEPA air filtration system inside is also really important if you have asthma and allergies. If it's dust mites that you are allergic to, dusting and vacuuming and washing your bedding are also really important. And then, I mean, when we're talking about Norwex and cleaning, let's talk about the dust, right? The dust in the air. The dust can absolutely be a trigger for allergies and then lead to potentially asthma, of course, in some people. So thinking about using Norwex microfiber and water rather than cotton towel or a dust spray or even those landfill bound one-time use, what do they call them? Not the proper name,
Yeah, I
the
don't want to use that, the name that we're thinking of, but you don't
we're
want to
thinking
say
of the dusting
it. It's a
pad,
wand.
the thingamahooter,
Yeah, the wand.
the wand, the dusting pad, and which tends to be impregnated with those kind of dusting chemicals, right, that are in dusting sprays, which could be a trigger for someone as well. So the best way, particularly for people that are sensitive to asthma or allergies, to me, to get rid of dust is just to use microfiber and water. It's so effective. And we have, what's your favorite one of our dusting tools, Susan? We have a couple of them.
The dusting mitt, I have to say, is probably one of mine, and the Enviro one.
I really like those too. And I have a lot of fans in my house, so I love attaching that Enviro wand to my mop handle. It makes it so easy. Normally that's like I got to get the ladder out. I got to get prepared. And with our system, it's super easy to clean the fans. The fans drive me nuts because you look at them. You know how you look at them and you
Oh,
go,
yeah. And
I
it's
don't
like,
understand.
where did that come from?
I know, and it's just like
Yeah.
circulating dust up at that level, apparently.
Yes.
So,
And before using Norwex, I have to say that I used to get up on the ladder and do the whole thing.
oh
And then
yeah.
what you'd feel like you did is you just took the dust and moved it from the shelf of the fan onto like the floor or your
It's
bed or
exactly what you
wherever.
did. It's exactly what you did. So the beauty of the microfiber is, as we know, is really using electrostatic energy to attract the dust, kind of to the microfiber fibers themselves, and saves you from having to clean twice, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so
So
I'm gonna impress you with a statistic, Amy, because
go.
I know that's usually your job. But
Yeah.
did you know that the average bed is home to 100,000 to 10 million dust mites?
That alone just kind of grossed me out to think about. That's what you're sleeping with at night.
Well, yeah, but we have a solution for that.
We do, we do. And dust mites love, you know how many skin cells you're shedding overnight in your bed?
No.
I don't either, but it's a lot. It's a lot.
I thought you were going to impress me.
Well, that is me impressing you.
Okay,
So,
now I'm going to go to bed and go, ew.
ew, you might want to exfoliate and put some lotion on before you get in bed, but the dust mites love those skin cells in your bed. So it's super important to be washing your sheets. I know, especially, our young kids that are away at college, I don't even want to think about how very
Often
little.
they launder their sheets.
I don't think they do at all.
No,
I
I
might
think
not
it's a
agree with you.
semester. It's like they just bring it
Yes.
home at the end of the semester.
Yes. I mean, there's a whole colony at that point in your sheets, but very important to keep those surfaces, the mattress sheets clean. Using our mattress cleaner, which is a great spray on top of the mattress while those sheets are cleaning. It's a great way. The enzymes in that product and the probiotics go in, and they're taking care of kind of that organic matter that might be on the mattress. So just a nice cleaning of the mattress while everything's washing. That is, to me, that's the 1-2 punch.
Yep, I agree. I hope nobody is having their lunch or dinner right now while they're listening to this podcast. Okay, so let's move on. What other solutions can you recommend? Because we know this is a big area of focus for our customers and for consultants. It's always great to say, "Hey, I can help you out with that. I have a solution to that."
I think if I was putting together a package for a friend that had asthma and allergies as a concern, I would definitely include the mattress cleaner, because remember, mattress cleaner can be used not only on your mattress, but on other soft surfaces that you want that kind of a cleaning. So whether it's your furniture, your pillows themselves, even pet beds, that's a great product to use on those surfaces. Getting a regular routine of dusting, I think, is really, really important. And for me, like you, it's the dusting mitt, but it's also the EnviroWand. I always like two dust mitts because I'm able to be much more efficient, right? Using two hands.
Wax
So
on, wax off.
there you go. There you go. Wax on and wax off. And sometimes I'll do one a little damp and the other one keep it dry as I'm kind of going through the room and doing my dusting. I also happen to have the little mini duster, which is really great for inside my car. I don't know if anybody's like me, but you do a little cleaning of your car at the stoplights, right?
Yes.
It's the only time mine actually gets clean, so there you go. But I think that those three products for me, for making my bed, my bedroom allergen free as much as I can by keeping dust at bay, keeping the air in the rooms by cleaning my fans is really key, and then keeping your surfaces clean with the dust mitt. Well, and sorry, you've got to add the superior mop in there too, because if it's falling to your shelves, it's falling to the floor as well. So doing that dusting and the mopping at the same time or in the same go is a great way to keep those potential allergens out of the air.
Yeah, those are great recommendations, Amy. And if you're listening now, maybe you're thinking, gee, that would make a really great cart to put together, and reach out and just ask, who do you, because I asked this at a meeting I was at recently, and I was shocked at the number of people that raised their hand when I said, who knows somebody who has allergies or asthma? So ask, who knows somebody, or do you have somebody in your household, and then just offer to put together a package for them, because we are recognizing that this is Allergy and Asthma Month and trying to help out where we can. And that would be a great idea. And if that was me as a customer, I would think, wow, that's pretty cool that she thought of me. And maybe I
Every
don't,
comes.
take all of it, but you never know. People like the
Right.
eat button, and that's what the share cart does.
Great point. Great point.
Okay, well, I think that we've probably grossed everybody out just a little bit here. So, Amy, as always, thank you. And for everyone listening, we're going to be doing a series with Amy on all different topics relating to chemicals of concern, our mission, and our product solutions for them. So stay tuned for our schedule. And Amy, you have a great day, and I'm thinking that you're probably get you look like you're on your way out the door, so Maybe you'll be at a stop sign dusting your dashboard.
Exactly. That if you see me, wave.
All right. Hey, everyone, have a great day. And I don't know, I like that idea. So your action item for this podcast is put together a share cart and see who you can offer it to, and let us know. I'm excited for this month and for what we can do to help in this beautiful springtime weather for people that do suffer from asthma allergies. So thanks, everyone. Have a great day.